All right, let me jump on into today's Right Side Way opening monologue. I'll just remind you guys that, as always, attorney Stan McDonald, partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee in Huntsville. Stan McDonald is indeed the daily sponsor of your Right Side Way monologue, and I'll tell you more about Stan here in just a few minutes. Okay, so I remember my first ride in a Black Hawk helicopter. Listen, if you've ever, then you know. My first ride in a Black Hawk helicopter, I was a cadet working toward my commission to be an Army officer. I was at Fort Riley, Kansas. The year was 1986. We were being trained on a basic air assault operations, and the Black Hawk crews were intent on giving us a solid dose of life at high speed. Somewhere, I believe I still have a picture that somebody took of me, sitting in the bird in the Black Hawk, with my face darkened with camo grease paint, a rucksack sitting in my lap, and all you could see was the white of my teeth as I was grinning from ear to ear as we flew nap of the earth with the doors open. I was sitting in the well towards the back right, next to the open doors, and the wind, man, was coming through so hard and so fast that my face was literally rippling from the air pressure. Top speed of a Black Hawk is just over 180 miles an hour. And I'm pretty sure the crew was pushing the airframe towards that number. It was epic. It was speed like I have never experienced. It was pure velocity. It was the movement rate of an object in a certain direction. It was absolutely terrifying and glorious all at one time. Well, look, I got to tell you, thinking of speed and velocity, scientists may have actually discovered a new means of measuring velocity, my friends. They may have. We've had any number of terms that we can apply to the measurement of the movement of one object toward a certain direction. You can measure wind in knots. You can measure speed in miles per hour. You can calculate distance of paratroopers drifting across a drop zone using a formula like D equal KAV. There's a speed of sound. There's a speed of light. But now there's a new formulaic designation for the speed with which woke policies are rescinded and the order and common sense are restored. It's a directional thing because it always moves to the right. It's a formula that considers woke multiplied by cacistocracy and then factored by common sense. And I call it the speed of Trump. And it is setting the world on fire right now. Look, the White House just put out a short video yesterday that inspired today's monologue, and I'll play it for you in a little bit. That video literally takes into account all of the woke left policies that we all despise and the promises that were made by Trump to deal with them, and then flips to the actual work that was done at the speed of Trump to remove them. It's really pretty epic. And the left, y'all, the left is on its heels right now, trying to figure out how to stop mouth breathing and get back to a place of leftist stability, if there is such a thing. We've seen the Trump administration lay waste to policies like open borders and mandated electric vehicles and transgenders and girls' sports and taxpayer-funded abortion, critical race theory, DEI, soft-on-crime prosecutions, identity politics, teachers' union mandates, and the list just keeps going on. The amount that has been done at the speed of Trump in a mere 6 months is staggering when you take it all in its totality. And the interesting thing about velocity measured in the speed of Trump is that it appears to have sort of captured the enigma known as perpetual motion, because it just keeps going. It's like it's fueling itself, seemingly able to continue picking up speed. But the left, I gotta tell you, man, the left earned this. You see, the progressive left never knows when enough is enough. They grabbed and clawed and cajoled and mandated to the point that the actual catalyst for launching the blinding dash to the right at the speed of Trump, it was not actually the right side of society that lit the flame. It was the left. It was the left that lit the flame. But the right is now the one getting to enjoy the ride. The ride that beats flying nap of the earth in a Black Hawk with the doors open. I mean, we're feeling the wind ripple our faces right now as we move through life at the speed of Trump. But with that said, I mean, let's consider where we've been. What is it that the left did that created this new and measurable means of postulating velocity? Well, let me first say that I have a hard time sitting through what I call idiot movies, right? Idiot movies. Go with me here. I know I'm going to offend somebody, probably even JP. Movies of the kind that are just so silly they go beyond slapstick. Things like Austin Powers, Dumb and Dumber, Waterboy. I mean, they have their place. They have some funny moments, but I can only take them in small doses. But there's a movie that came out like 15 or so years ago that was like that, but it was also kind of interesting. And the movie was called Idiocracy. I've told you about it before. The premise of that movie was that an extremely average guy agreed to take part in a government hibernation project. And so he was frozen and then promptly forgotten. And he woke up 500 years later and he found out that the United States of the future was wallowing around in bad ideas. The people had become incredibly stupid over time since technology just took care of all their needs. They had no serious thought, no education. Everything was simple, so were the people. And they just consumed pop culture fads and consumed via, you know, immediate gratification. They chose to be anti-intellectual. Well, at one point in the movie, the average guy from the past is determined to be the smartest guy. They thought of him like, you're the smartest guy around here. Why? Simply because he realized that crops were failing because they were being watered with a sports drink instead of water. Why would they do that? Well, because the sports drink corporation in the movie owned the FDA and the USDA, so it had the laws changed to mandate that their product had to be bought and then used in bulk, which did nothing for the economy in the movie, but it did make the sports drink company rich. And so, yeah, the movie was called Idiocracy. And yes, it was. But that whole sports drink scenario, it was just for a silly movie, right? Or was it? I mean, think about this. In essence, the movie Idiocracy is exactly where we were for the last 4 years. It was one spectacular wokeism after another sought to tear away the fabric of our society. And then along came the 2024 election, and Donald Trump and his team entered the scene and merely began to move with a quick speed to simply make common sense common again. And suddenly, things began to work. Funny how that happens, right? And the speed with which he is doing it is part of the solution itself. You see, woke does not stop because of slow-moving, ponderous, bureaucratic responses. Woke only stops if you move at blinding speed to rip off the Band-Aid and then demand change in short order. The speed of Trump, in other words. Let me take one of the examples. Think about what happened with EV mandates. Remember this? Consider the EV mandates that we were under. It was the wave of the future. It's going to counter the existential threat of global warming. Or is it global cooling? No, it's acid rain. Wait, it's climate change. That's right, climate change. All they had to do was define the problem and then mandate the solution, right? Well, part of that mandate was the forced governmental action that was playing out about as well as an idiocracy watering crops with a sugary sports drink. The Biden administration set a goal of having the majority of all cars and trucks sold in the U.S. to be electric by the year 2032. They called EVs the saviors of the climate. And in just 9 years, they intended to reshape one of the largest market forces in the entire world economy. Well, it takes a load of idiocracy to imagine that auto manufacturers are just going to be able to turn on a dime and embrace the full retooling of all their plants, their distribution systems, their logistics, their manning, their engineering, their advertising, all of it. Basically, their whole industry. Yeah, but they didn't see it that way. The idiocracy said, no, no, we will do this. Almost like a sports drink being used to water crops in the movie, right? Ford Motor Company wound up suffering a $5.4 billion loss in 2023 alone in their EV market. But in the midst of the changeover, it became clear that not only did they have to change, but they had to also create a new dynamic charging system that didn't otherwise exist. Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Everyone did not have access to a charger. Not everyone will for decades. So auto manufacturers had to sell you an additional item to be installed in your home. Yeah, but what if you're on a trip? Well, good luck. So yeah, the left injected massive government funds and mandated regulatory actions to then enforce, and, you know, the auto manufacturers actually had to make it to the goal of selling a majority of EVs or face penalties, right? But then you had to stop and think, could the grid even sustain it? The electric grid. Could the electric grid even sustain all of these new EVs? I mean, the power for EVs has to come from somewhere, and experts all agreed. The current grid cannot sustain that much EV charging. So when you get down to it, the same government that was mandating the load increase on the electrical grid to reach its EV goals was also the same government that made it take an average of 5 years to even get a new power plant approved. Savvy, well-run states like California began dismantling their grids in favor of so-called sustainable solutions like wind and solar, which is why this past year they had to even call for people to stop charging their EVs during a heat wave. California lawmakers then began considering, what if we could actually steal the power back from charging EVs during peak use when the grid's overtaxed? You see what I'm saying? Every bit of that made about as much sense as the stuff from the movie Idiocracy. It was an absolute asinine attempt to just force change and go down roads that were never sustainable, but they made sense to somebody in an idiocracy. But all that woke, well, it came to a screeching halt as the perpetual motion machine flew by going nap of the earth with the doors open, moving at the speed of Trump. And suddenly the sycophants and the idiocracy were left standing flat-footed, wondering where they went wrong. And I got to tell you, I am enjoying this ride. I want more of it. I am grinning from ear to ear as the world moves to the right at the speed of Trump. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way.